This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaicans urge to pay greater attention to health and wellness, government strengthening the enforcement of environmental laws, and several activities planned for Tourist Board 60th anniversary celebrations. The news in detail after this break.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen is urging Jamaicans to pay greater attention to their health and wellness. He says maintaining balance of mental, spiritual, and physical wellness is the foundation of positive human fulfillment and good health. The Governor General adds that more Jamaicans are recognizing the importance of health and wellness and are subscribing to lifestyle practices through good nutrition, exercise, rest, stress management, mental health, and spirituality.
The wellness movement in Jamaica has developed quite rapidly, and most Jamaicans recognize and understand the importance of wellness in the maintenance of good health.
Sir Patrick was speaking at King's House Tuesday as he read the proclamation declaring April Wellness Month. The observance of Wellness Month is spearheaded by the Environmental Health Foundation. The promotion forms part of the organization's drive to bring widespread attention to the importance of healthy and positive lifestyles at the individual level, which will in turn help to make a healthier nation. Activities this year will be held from April 16 to May 1 under the theme Financial Wellness, How You Can Achieve It. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, is to stage several activities throughout the rest of this year in observance of its 60th anniversary. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says activities will be staged in Jamaica as well as in the island's three primary overseas markets.
Activities will take place here on the island as well as in the major source markets of the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Overseas, we intend to use the CTO week activities in New York and Canada, plus the activities at World Travel Market in the United Kingdom to raise awareness and differentiate ourselves at these trade events.
Activities scheduled for Jamaica include church services in Kingston and Montego Bay on April 12, the mounting of a roving exhibition on the significance of tourism in parish libraries, an awards ceremony for tour operators, as well as a long service award ceremony for staff of the Jamaica Tourist Board. Mr. Pennycook adds that the JTB will be collaborating with several media houses to further establish Jamaica as a prime tourism destination. He was speaking at a JTB 60th anniversary launch ceremony on Wednesday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade continues to promote the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference to Jamaicans living overseas. The conference is set for June 13 to 18 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the first international launch of the conference was held in New York last week and featured an address by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Senator Nicholson says he was pleased with the large turnout of diaspora members.
We have to have a launch also in the United Kingdom and Canada. Canada is very soon, within days.
Minister Nicholson was addressing a JIS think tank session on Thursday. The Jamaica Diaspora Conference will be staged under the theme Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity. And Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the government is strengthening the enforcement of environmental laws and has been taking steps to address breaches. He says over the past 8 years, court actions have increased 30-fold, while the use of cessation orders, notices, stop orders and other environmental instruments has seen a 600% increase. Minister Pickersgill says steps have also been taken to encourage stakeholder participation in environmental protection. Minister Pickersgill says steps have also been taken to encourage stakeholder participation in environmental protection. He says since 2003, the Natural Resources Conservation Authority and National Environment and Planning Agency have convened 3 judicial symposia for members of the judiciary, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, and Clerk of Courts. The objective has been to sensitize practitioners about the environmental legislation and to discuss strategies to strengthen the environmental rule of law. Minister Pickersgill says consultations with stakeholders have also significantly improved over the past decade, thereby allowing greater access and participation. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.